Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Boy, what a way to start a homestand, and what a way to start a critical weekend series against the Detroit Tigers, Tito.
It was, you know, winning the first one's always good. It's not the end-all be-all because you got a lot more to play, but it's nice to get off on the right foot. I thought Kluber's kind of set the tone. You know, he went 3-0 to the leadoff hitter, but then he comes back and strikes him out. And then besides really making two mistakes to Upton, and that really skewed his pitching line, he really pitched well.
Well, and you know, he set a tone early, Tito, because he shut Detroit down early. So gave your offense a chance to kind of find its sea legs, so to speak. And I guess that's what aces do, isn't it?
You know what? The way you said that, I agree with that. And if you can term it a lot of different ways, but allowing your team the chance to sometimes settle into a game. Not that you, and again, we scored two in the first, but it's nice to not have to claw back. It doesn't mean you can't or won't, but like you said, knowing that, you know, he's got some zeros up there, so the runs you get are going to be important, meaningful runs.
Boy, and how about a guy like Mike Napoli? You can talk about all the numbers, but just his whole attitude before the game, being around him yesterday, he might have been more excited for this series than even you were.
I'd say it was a tie. And I was talking to him before the game. You know, he's always the first one out in the dugout, and that's a good time to talk. And he was telling, he was like, you know, I'm nervous and excited. And I said, well, join the club, man. I said, that's what we're here for. And he was, you know, it's a healthy attitude. He goes, man, I could never get tired of this. And that's the way you hope guys get, because they work hard and you want them to enjoy this, but you also want them to realize how meaningful it is.
Well, and Terry, for a lot of these guys, they're going through this for the first time. And, you know, you can sit there and talk about day to day, but it's hard not to look at what the reward could be. How do some guys like a Mike Napoli kind of embrace the moment and it doesn't overwhelm them? How do you get guys that can do that as compared to the opposite?
Well, and I think with Nap, he's been there and done it, and in places like Boston and Texas, so that's good. And the other guys that haven't, I don't think it's wrong to say, well, I'm nervous, or, you know, I mean, shoot, we all are. I still get nervous. You know, it just, you don't want anything like that to get in the way of your baseball. So sometimes see guys trying to act like they're not nervous and they're not really playing their game, and you don't want to see that either. I'd rather guys fess up and say, yeah, I'm a little bit nervous tonight. Heck yeah, we all are. That's part of it. It doesn't mean it's going to get in the way of what you want to do.
Boy, though, I thought it was really interesting and how your approach didn't change. You really pushed the envelope, so to speak, as far as running the bases, trying to steal bases, trying to go first to third. It really looked like you were the aggressor, Terry.
Well, I think when we like to be aggressive, but we also want to be smart. We don't want to just run for the sake of running. I think our guys have done a really good job of that. And we were aggressive last night, but I thought the situations called for it, and we had the right guys on base. And any time you go first to third, it just sets up innings.
Now today it's Carlos Carrasco. His stuff still looks good, Terry. His velocity seems to be good. Have you been able to pinpoint why it's been an inconsistent Carlos this half?
You know, it has been. You look up some games, you'll have 8-9 strikeouts, but he'll have given up 4 or 5 runs. And it doesn't always kind of match. You know, he's made some mistakes. He hasn't finished some hitters off that he probably should. And it's cost him runs. The good side of it is, you're right, his stuff is really good. His arm is healthy. It's sound. So, again, just got to get him back to being that consistent guy that goes hitter to hitter and doesn't maybe take a deep breath and then pay for it.
I think some people were wondering the last year, maybe 2 years, has Justin Verlander lost it? Is he not that guy he once was? I think he's come back and answered those questions. He still looks pretty good, doesn't he?
You know, at the end of, not the end of last year, but at the kind of the midpoint, you could tell that he, whatever he was doing, whatever, however he was, he got his arm swing back, and he was going to be the pitcher that he had been. He looks like he used to. And for a while there, even like in his delivery, his arm swing was a little shorter. And I'm sure when you throw that many innings, you know, you probably don't always feel good. And he still pitched. But now he's back, and he's as good a competitor as there is. And we'll have our hands full.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona, KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and the Tigers next on the Indians Radio Network.